When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible.
Either. It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
Well, hello, I'm Kate Spencer.
Well, hello, Kate Spencer. Did you know that we are not experts?
I did know that, but I also know that you and I are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
It's true, and this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
This is true, but what is also true is that we are not experts. We are merely podcast hosts in this space, and so we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Indeed, Dory. And look, if you want to indulge in more pod-related chatter, you can find a Forever 35 subreddit over on Reddit. You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, where we link to everything we talk about here. We're on Twitter at Forever35Pod, Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and there is a Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And that will unlock a world of numerous groups, including Forever 35 Cats.
Wow, I didn't realize there was a dedicated cats group.
I don't think I did either. And then a listener called and was kind of discussing all the Forever 35 groups that they loved partaking in. And they were like, shout out to Forever 35 Cats.
Wow. That's all I can say is, or shall I say, meow. Sorry.
I'm joining right now because I do love cats as a former cat owner.
You know who else loves cats is my 22-month-old son, Henry.
Oh, he does?
He does. He's fascinated by them. When we see them...
You're allergic, right?
I am allergic. I'm not violently allergic, but I am allergic. Bo, our dog, either wants to play with them or eat them. It's unclear. But yeah, whenever we're out on a walk and we see a cat, Henry gets very excited. He goes, meh, meh, meh.
So he's communicating with the cats.
He is. He's talking to the cats, yes.
So owning a cat or adopting a cat is not in your future, I guess is kind of what I'm hinting at.
Yeah, I don't think so. I just don't know how Bo would react.
Yeah.
You know?
I love cats. They're such an underrated animal. Unless you're a cat person, then you get it. But if you're not,
right?
Like
you know,
cat people,
I have to say, they seem pretty cool.
They are. I think she'll think you would like cats because they're not clingy. They're not needy. They kind of operate on their own terms, but they're like very loving and smart.
Like me.
I just described you. You're not clingy or needy. The cats have a good sense of humor. You are kind of cat-like.
I am a cat. Wow. This is really opening up
thought.
A whole new world. Speaking of animals, you know, we have a hummingbird at our house.
Like it just moved in?
Well, no. It built a nest outside of our front door a while ago, like a year ago, and it had two baby birds. I think one of them died, and then it went away for a while, but she's back. The hummingbird is back, and there's two eggs
that.
In the nest.
Wow, so you can see right in.
Well, you have to kind of like climb up, but it's right above our front door.
Do you have a feeder? Do you have a hummingbird feeder?
We don't. We had bought one, and then like it broke, and I don't know where she's. I think she's getting sustenance from the various foliage in our yard somewhere.
Look, I love observing hummingbirds.
They're really fascinating animals.
Aren't they beautiful? They're so cool.
What's so funny too is she's clearly like hanging out on the eggs all the time, and then when you open the front door, you just hear a zoo, and she flies away.
What a special resident. Now, a lot of people ascribe like spiritual meaning to the hummingbird.
Really?
I feel like anyone with a, like all my fellow dead parent people, anytime they see a hummingbird, we're all like, it's our dead parent. I feel like hummingbirds get the bulk of like, and maybe also like butterflies, but like the animals that people attached to the spirit of dead loved ones. I feel like hummingbird has to be top of the list.
Do you think it's your mom?
Visiting you?
Yes.
My mom's like, I got to know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anytime I see a hummingbird, I'm always like, hi, mom. And then I was with my friend who is a dead dad, and she was like, oh, a hummingbird, it's my dad. And I was like, oh, no, it's my mom. I was like, which is it?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, this could just be my universe, but I bet other people with a dead person, like a super close dead person to them, might also make hummingbirds their dead people. Yeah.
Okay.
So yes, I would. My mom was very nosy in like a really loving way. Like she would definitely have gotten to the bottom of who you were by now if she were alive. Like she would be. She would like. Be really into you, know your life, be very interested in like what Matt was doing. She'd have read your book.
Oh.
She also loved mystery stories. So maybe she is snooping around your house as that hummingbird.
They do have those very long beaks. Anyway, wow, I really got us sidetracked. Kate, you have a couple things you would like to share with our listeners.
I do, but I just, but circling back, I do want to say that for many of us, observing birds is a very important part of self-care.
Mm.
And not to keep making about my mom, but she was a big bird watcher and like bird feeder. So, and I have like bird feeders if you're a bird person, you know what it means for it to like be soothing. Some people are not into birds, but I just think, you know, maybe you're becoming a bird watcher.
Maybe I am.
That's very soothing to watch the birds out your window. Anyway, Yeah,
I'm gonna have to think about this.
Okay, think about your new connection to nature and to the birds.
Great, I will.
Okay. Now, yes, Dory, I have a couple recommendations.
Yes, let's hear them.
First, I do want to say, I was over in the old YouTube and I sent you this link, but I found a ASMR video of Phoebe Bridgers, my current, I've been listening to her for a few years, but I'm just have her album on repeat right now as I'm revising my book, getting an ASMR massage, which was talked about on our last mini episode. It was wild.
Wow.
It was yes, I'm going to link to it. But if you want to see a famous person get a voice massage while also kind of getting rubbed, this is it. This is it.
Wow. This is this is the confluence of so many of your interests.
Is this real? What? And then I clicked on it and I was like, wow, the algorithm really knows what I'm up to right now.
The algorithm gets you.
What I wanted to recommend is that I have been listening to Waxahachie's album St. Cloud probably 30 times a day over and over and over again. I'm in writing revision mode, so I like to kind of have a consistent sound in my ear. I don't know. It's just how I work. The album is so good.
I love Waxahachie.
I was not really tapped into her tunes other than when they just popped up on the radio or on a playlist. But this album from start to finish is it's just so good.
Yeah. She's really cool. She's also a really cool person.
She's got great style. I'm now fully entrenched in her life on Instagram.
Yeah. I was going to say she's a good Instagram follow. That Katie Crutchfield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She wears a lot of really big sustainable pants.
And I don't know, for a long time, I don't know if she still does, but for a long time she was living in Philadelphia.
She lives in St. Louis now.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm really up on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this album, I wanted to recommend it. It's just very kind of soft and gentle and soothing and beautiful. And it's just it's just an absolute treasure of an album.
Thank you for that recommendation.
You're welcome.
And then you had another, I was going to say you have another recommendation.
I do. So someone I've been following for a while now, probably over a year, around a year, is Sophia Rowe. And she is just, dream podcast guest. I need to get on this, but she's just been really instrumental in kind of educating me, for lack of a better word, about food, about recipes, about food justice. And I realized the other day, there are some Instagram follows where you're like, oh God, no, I don't. Why do I, why am I following this person? And then there are the people that you seek out, that every time their content comes up, you engage or, I watch all her videos. I watch her live video. She's a brilliant cook and chef and educator and influencer in the best way possible. I just think she's brilliant. And she presents food in such a loving, celebratory way that has really been instrumental in me kind of healing and changing my relationship to food. Especially in the way she presents it as a human right. And again, something that we all should have access to, which is which feels obvious, but I think we forget that food is intrinsically connected in an intersectional way to social justice, to racism, to sexism, to everything. It's to classism, right? So anyway, I just think she is such a fantastic Instagram follow. I'm obsessed with her love of food. It makes me love food. I'll include one of my favorite recent links of her making this delicious loaf of bread and the joy that she has. I watched the whole thing I want to make the recipe, but just the joy with which she approaches it is really infectious. And then her wealth of knowledge and compassion. I mean, she's just the coolest. Also, she's amazing style. That's all.
Wow.
Do you follow me?
I don't follow her, but I will now.
Not one of my top Instagram follows.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. Like the reason when I'm like, I hate this app, and then I'm like, oh no, wait, people like this make it worthwhile.
Right.
You know, like, oh, this actually can be good. So those are my recos today, Dory.
I mean, you really brought it. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now tell me what's going on in your mouth.
Yeah. So I just have a quick life update, which is that I finally got my Invisalign yesterday.
Did you go to the dentist or orthodontist to do this? Like,
I went to the orthodontist. So you have your kind of initial intake appointment, which I had in January. And, you know, they do a whole exam and they take, they basically take like 3D images of your teeth.
Okay.
So that they can make your retainers, essentially. And then those take 6 weeks. So I went back yesterday and they gave them to me, and they gave me my first three set of aligners. That's what they're called, aligners.
Aligners.
Because you change them out every, at least, I guess in the beginning, I don't know if this is the same frequency throughout, but in the beginning, you change them out every 2 weeks. So,
wow.
2 weeks from now, I will be using a new set of aligners. And then I go back in 6 weeks and I think I get aligners with attachments or something.
Wow. How long are you going to be doing this for?
At least a year.
Wow. This is exciting. I feel like more and more adults are doing adult braces.
I think they are. And I think there's also a large population of adults who had braces as kids, but their teeth have shifted because they didn't wear the retainers for long enough or consistently enough. And I know a lot of people who are doing, you know, Invisalign or whatever type of thing now because they need to kind of fix some stuff. Anyway, I've yammered on for long enough. We really need to take a break. So
I think it was me who did the yammering.
Well, we both yammered. Okay. All right. Well, we will be right BRB. Back.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like, fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not
possible.
Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, we are back with a banger of an email.
Oh, wow.
Addressed to me, sort of. I mean, I guess it's addressed to both of us, but it's mostly talking to me. All right. This listener writes, I've been listening to the podcast for ages, but I've never chimed in. I couldn't help it after listening to Dory talk about investing. I love money. I love managing it. I love talking about it because let's face it, while money definitely can't entirely make you happy, money is power. The power to leave a bad relationship or job, the power to retire comfortably or buy your dream home. I sometimes think I should have had a career in finance, though it might be too late to turn that ship. I'm pretty happy my current career as a public librarian. But maybe making it my job would take the fun out of it. I manage all the finances for our family, though my husband is a keen investor. It's been fun to compare portfolios through this pandemic. He uses M1, similar to Robinhood, whereas I have mine with Elvest, an amazing woman-centric company founded by Sally Krawcheck. Spoiler alert,
While he has higher short-term gains, mine pays much higher dividends and is much less volatile because, surprise, women are actually statistically better investors. All this to say, keep investing, Dory. It is addictive and fun to watch your money grow. One piece of advice that I've heard over and over, make sure you have a goal for the money you invest. Maybe it's for retirement or college savings or whatever, but giving it a purpose is where the real joy is. My portfolio and my husband's will hopefully eventually help us build a passive house in Maine to use as a family vacation home. Okay. There's just so much about this email that I am obsessed with. One, this listener is a librarian. Love that. Yes, like, it's not like, too. It's not like this person is, you know, Richie Rich.
Yes.
And they're saying, like, I can still be interested in investing and making money on my public librarian salary.
Yes, I appreciate this too, because I feel like when I think of someone who's into investing, it's like a person who owns a golf course or like
exactly
runs a hedge fund.
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, I just love that they say, while money definitely can't entirely make you happy, money is power. Because like, yes, we do live in a capitalist society and money is power. This is what I'm coming around to.
Yeah, I mean, for better or for worse, right? I mean,
exactly.
People
exactly.
who would like to change that, but we are. I mean, I thought the most interesting point that this person made, which is that the power to leave a bad relationship or a job.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I have a lot of thoughts about the idea that money is power, because, but that's a longer conversation for possibly a different podcast.
Our Money is Power podcast.
Like Kate Learns About Socialism podcast.
Oh gosh. Well, anyway.
But in the context of the community that we live in right now,
that's
you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's circle down to this. Make sure you have a goal for the money you invest. Do you have one?
So this is really interesting because this is also something that comes up in our conversations with our financial coach, who I've mentioned on this podcast many times. But he is always kind of encouraging us to think about what we are saving or investing money towards. And that is something that I would like to get a little bit more intentional about. Like I have my retirement money, but then, you know, what is this other non-retirement money going towards?
Yeah, for us it's college and retirement. I wish it was a vacation house in Maine. That sounds lovely.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm coming over to this listener's house.
Seriously. yeah. I mean, you know, I would love to be able to buy a house, but right now in Los Angeles, that seems difficult, but maybe not impossible. I don't know. We shall see.
I'm excited to see where this takes you, Dory.
Thank you so much, Kate.
All right. Well, we got a text message.
We did.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm going to be moving to Boston this summer to finally live with my long-distance partner, but I'm having a little trouble getting excited about being in Boston. I know you both have fond memories. Do you have any advice on things that make the city wonderful that will help me feel pumped to be there?
What an interesting question. I can talk it kind of in the abstract. It's a little hard to know what this listener is kind of into. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to say, like, running or walking on Memorial Drive is, like, the best. And they're like, I hate the outdoors.
Right.
I don't know. Do you want to start?
I haven't truly lived there in many years. So neither Dory or I are particularly experts on the city of Boston. We're experts on the city of Boston circa 1989.
That is accurate.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't know what makes Boston cool right now. I do know that, you know, I could sing you the Channel 38 theme song, if you want to flash back to our childhood. So I think this is this. What I would first suggest is joining the Forever 35 Boston Facebook
group.
That
was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah, I think those will be people who can tell you about what it's like to live there currently. And you know, like, look, Boston is a city with a problematic history and a lot of screwed up things about it, but it's also absolutely beautiful. It has kind of the best and amazing intersection of like arts and culture and sports and community that I think is really interesting and hopefully accessible. It's reasonably walkable, although like you can get really turned around. And you also have so many like higher learning facilities there in terms of colleges and universities and hospitals and all these kind of places that draw people from all over the world that make it a really interesting place. So,
which is something that I totally took for granted when I was growing up there. Like, I just kind of assumed this was the way the world was.
Yeah.
You know, but it's actually like really special and unusual. So definitely something to take advantage of.
It's a fun, you know, it's a fun place to live. And the other cool thing about it is that it's a great gateway to all these different parts of New England to explore that are really beautiful. So Cape Cod, Western Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, like you can toodle-oo it all over and really explore.
Kate, I think you've just sold me on moving back to Boston.
Should we move back to Boston?
See you later.
Also, the best part is there's a Dunkin's on every corner.
That is true. That is accurate.
The other thing I would say about getting excited is like, I mean, this is what I do to feel homesick, but I follow a bunch of Boston photographers on Instagram.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So like when I really miss home, I look at those. So maybe you follow them and you feel excited.
Kate, that was wonderful.
I mean, I could do a 30 minutes on my relationship to the city of Boston. It's a complex place.
Yeah.
But put on some Jonathan Richman, listen to the song Roadrunner, and just get excited. Get excited. All right.
Okay. We have a voicemail.
Hey, Kat and Dor, it's Caitlin from Texas. I am so glad you were talking about hydrating, because here's the question that I have. So, also in the pandemic, to try to create some sort of personality, I've been drinking a stupid amount of water, 200 ounces, too much, don't recommend. But in that, I've been using, like, bigger water bottles. I don't have a 72-ounce water bottle, but I have a pretty good system with, like, my 40-ounce, my 32-ounces. Well, I just got this really cute 16-ounce water bottle from a subscription box, and, like, I don't want to give it away because it's so cute, and, like, I love it, but when you're drinking so much water, what in the world do you do with a 16-ounce water bottle? That's like a medium drink from a fast food place. Like, that's not, you have to fill it up a bajillion times. So, my question for y'all and the listeners is, what in the world do we do with these teeny tiny water bottles? Thanks.
I have donated water bottles that I don't have a use for.
That's my, you give the water bottle away.
Yeah, you give it away. I know it's really cute, but you're never going to use it.
You're not going to use it, and someone will use it and appreciate its cuteness. And so put it forth into the world.
Yes, someone who does not drink 200 ounces of water a day. That's admirable.
I mean, the only thing, you know, if you have children or know someone with children, you could also give it to them. I use a tiny water bottle like for a hike. You know, like if I'm going on a walk or a hike.
Oh, okay, okay.
But like you do not need to stockpile the tiny water bottles.
No.
The second if you receive one, let's say in this subscription box, you look at it, you know you're not going to use it, you don't use it, and you give it, like Dory said, you donate it.
Yep.
No, I think we really solved that for you this week.
Go us.
There's two problem solvers.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
All right. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Hold up. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, we have returned. And we are going to totally shift gears.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kate and Dory, I had to pause the pod because I was laughing and I'm reacting to a caller's question about finally getting rid of her lace underwear, and she's 36 years old. Well, I am here to say she is ahead of the game. It took me until I was 40s and in my 40s to figure out that granny underwear are the best underwear. Best thing I've ever done. And all I can say is fly your underwear flag. Yay, granny underwear. Love the pod. Love you both. Thank you for doing what you do. Bye-bye.
Well, I love you.
Same.
I did. This did bring up something for me, though, Dory.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Can we just not call it granny underwear? Can we just normalize the fact that people do not have to wear sexy underwear if they choose not to and just call it underwear?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thanks.
But, you know, I also think maybe we need to just like reclaim that and not think of granny as a pejorative.
Ooh, okay. I like this take too.
Just putting that out there also.
I've just always worn like a thick brief with not a lot of cut. Mm-hmm, so I've been wearing the same underwear since I was like, you know, a child.
You never had a thong phase.
I mean, I was certainly bought a thong or like was gifted a thong as a bridesmaid's present in my 20s.
But you never like wore thongs as like your underwear. Oh, interesting.
No, God, never.
I had a thong phase.
I mean, for many people, thongs are the comfortable choice. For me, it's just not comfortable.
Yeah.
You had a phase? Like, did they bring joy to your life, to your butt crack?
I don't know. You know, it just was like, oh, this is the underwear I wear now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Dory? Life is long. Maybe you'll do it again.
Maybe I will. You never know.
I would love it if in Gore, your thing became thongs.
Wearing a thong. What if we rebranded thongs as granny underwear? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we started being like, grannies wear thongs. This is granny underwear.
Well, and I'm sure grandmothers, like there are probably 80-year-old women, men, whoever, wearing thongs.
Okay, wait. There are also women our age who are grandmothers.
That's true. That's true. You don't have to be 80 to be a grandmother. You can be 40 to be a grandmother. Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, anyway.
Everybody can wear a thong.
Everybody can wear a thong. Thongs for all. All right, here is another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I was just listening to the latest mini episode from mini app 181, and I also have recently freed myself from uncomfortable underwear. this all started pre-pandemic, about like 2, maybe 3 years ago. I'm 32 and just decided that I'm over thongs. I don't like perma wedgies, and visible panty line is just the way it's going to go at work, considering I wear scrubs on a regular basis. And I also gave up wearing real bras since I'm in scrubs for work. I just wear sports bras, and on the weekends, if I have to wear a bra, it's wireless because I'm just over it. So I also encourage people to just free themselves from uncomfortable underwear because it's just not worth it. And now I really have taken a hard look at my closet in terms of what actually feels good on my body and what doesn't, because it's just, I'm sick of fighting with it. I hope you guys are doing well in pandemic land, aka LA, and staying healthy. And I love, love, love the podcast. You guys are the best. Thanks.
Nice. Well, this listener gets us.
Yeah. Free the butt.
Free the butt. Free the butt crack. Really.
Truly. Free the butt crack, Dory. That is the point of this whole podcast.
Exactly.
Do with your butt crack what you want.
Liberate the butt crack.
Yes. And I, again, no shade to people who do thong.
Totally. It's just
this idea of like the underwear choice should be for us, whatever that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I look forward to a follow-up with you about this, Kate.
About butt cracks?
Butt cracks, underwear, thongs, you know, the whole nine.
The whole nine. I think the next step for me personally is not feeling like when I'm in a tight fitting outfit that I have to hide underwear lines.
Because
I still do have that. And like, I still would wear a thong if I was wearing like a tight dress where you saw the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe getting comfortable with the lines.
Mm-hmm. Getting comfortable with the lines.
That might be the next step for me.
Okay, I hear that.
All right, I'll report back as soon as I start wearing, you know, outfits where you can see lines again. I don't know when that'll happen.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for weighing in on such a delightful range of topics.
We do appreciate you.
We really do.
And we will talk to you again soon. Liberate the butt crack.
Oh my God.
Bye.